Hey, you're tuned into Met Radio in Toronto on 1280 AM CJTM. This is your community update for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Mia Johnson.
2.2% is the number everyone's going to be talking about this year. That's the number the City of Toronto is proposing in its 2026 budget, a 2.2% property tax increase. If we break that down, that includes a 0.7% increase to the residential property tax and a 1.5% increase to the city building levy. If that all goes through, that would be by far the smallest increase we've seen under Mayor Olivia Chow's leadership, which we're hearing from Budget Chief Shelley Carroll has been made possible because of a multi-year strategy to get Toronto's finances back on track, closing that gap by implementing much higher tax increases like we've seen in years past. We just saw in 2025 a 6.9% increase, while in 2024, rates were even higher, going up by 9.5%, something no municipal leader in Toronto has done in 25 years. Before, we've asked the question, can property owners afford the property tax? But this year, the question is, can the city afford the property tax? This year's budget concerns itself with affordability, safety, and good jobs, Carroll told reporters Thursday morning. As part of that commitment, she says the city will be cutting taxes to small businesses by an additional 5%. More programs under the new budget include freezing TTC fares for the third year in a row, fare capping at 47 rides per month, something transit advocates have been fighting for years now, and expanding the student nutrition program to all public schools. Carlton Village resident Corrigan Hammond says programs like these would have made a huge difference for his family if they had been available years ago. When asked whether the lower property tax this year has to do with a potential re-election bid, Mayor Chow said her priority right now is making the city more affordable, not playing politics. Chow has not publicly confirmed whether or not she will run for re-election next year. There will be plenty of time for the public to give feedback on the proposed budget throughout the month, according to the city's website. The mayor will release a more finalized version of the 2026 budget by February 1st. The mayor will release a more finalized version of the 2026 budget by February 1st. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson.